We are here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. With me is Thad Simon with Novus International. And Thad, what I want to talk about a little bit, one of the three pillars of Novus as far as their commitment to the industry is solutions, service, sustainability is the third pillar that I'd like to discuss a little bit, because we have, Novus has been really committed to this over the years. I know we have your LEED certified building in St. Louis, and just all of that, that you're very committed to sustainability. Why is that so important to Novus?
Well, sustainability is something that I think very important to our whole industry. Before that word was being used a lot, and before it was overused as we do, we were really talking about what are important things for our customers and our industry. And we thought in terms of these fundamental drivers. Certainly, it's important for our industry and for farmers. The economic foundation of what we do is very important. We certainly can never do anything if we don't have that economic foundation. And we also said it's important for our social acceptance of what we do as an industry, that we have the right kind of animal welfare practices, and we actually are supporting that, and we're working with our customers, and so the products and services we provide really help them to be able to really improve their productivity and actually the health of their animals quite in dramatic ways. And then we talk about food safety, and we talk about the environment. And so food safety, you know, we hear about it all the time, and it's becoming really more and more important. So where is our food coming from? We're becoming more aware of that, and it becomes an increasingly important issue globally for all of our customers as they're trying to secure more and more food and being able to secure their supply chain. And then we talk about the environment, and that's usually what people think about sustainability. It's around just the environment, but in fact it includes all these different things we've been talking about. Recently, we even were talking to some people, Frank Mittler from UC Davis, and so he even adds in people. So people become a very critical part of that, because the people part, if they don't understand their part, if we don't provide the right kind of tools and training for them. So I think it's something that's very important in our industry and actually in farming in general, to actually think about what are we doing to make sure people understand what it is we're trying to achieve. Yes, we're trying to have an economic foundation, we're making money for our companies, but they're also trying to make sure that we have a good, safe product that's going to be out there in the market. And the real impact from what we do, from all of us do, is we're producing affordable and wholesome food. So you go back to the Novus vision. The Novus vision is helping to feed the world wholesome and affordable food and improve the quality of life. So really, that all comes back to being a part of this sustainability and also into the solutions and service back to our customers. But it's really that sustainability is what we have to live. And quite often it goes back to what do we do in terms of improving our efficiency, our supply chain. Fundamentally, we're a chemical company at some parts of what we do, so that's all very important. But it's also the impact that we have really in society. So the impact we have there is how many people we can actually have good quality animal protein available to them in a way in which they can afford. And that's really our goal.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned people, because that is a critical part of sustainability. And for the agriculture industry in particular, we need researchers, we need scientists, we need people that are going to keep up and keep this industry going and keep it strong. And Novus is a big part of that. You have so many ways that you help support students in scientific fields. And tell us just a little bit about some of the stuff that you did right here at the Poultry Expo.
Well, you know, in terms of recognition and working with people, we have worked with the University of Arkansas for a long time and supporting their very first named chair in the Faculty of Poultry Science there. And so we were very happy to be able to recognize that and continue that relationship. We've done a graduate program at Auburn University, so we've done that as well, and that we continue to support that. But globally, we have programs with students in China and in India, in the past in Korea and Vietnam. So we reach to a lot of different students, and we provide different kinds of support, some in scholarships, some in internships that we make available. We've worked with the award program with African Women Scientists coming. So it stands for African Women in Agriculture Research and Development. So this program, we've had 5 years. We bring over a woman scientist in poultry science in our field, works with our scientist, and after she has been about a year with us, goes back and has learned, and we have learned from her, a lot about what the real local conditions are in the country she comes from. So it's many different ways. We have an extensive internship program at our headquarters that goes beyond the technical fields. It goes even into marketing and to finance. All the different departments will have interns. We have an internship program with the children of our employees. So every employees can have their child have an internship with Novus, and we've had interns being at almost any of our offices. My son was in our office in Brussels, and we've had people from our Mexican office up here in St. Louis, and so we do that. It's a great opportunity also for our families to better understand what we're doing and be a part of that. So there are many different ways in which we engage with students.
This is great. Well, thank you very much, Thad. Great to see you again here at the International Production and Processing Expo in Atlanta. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.